Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It was expected that Georgia superstar Jalen Carter would step to the podium today and speak to the media. And I'll be honest with you, whatever he was going to say was probably not going to be the lead story on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz in for Greeny. It's a Fitz and Harry takeover presented by Progressive Insurance. I'll be honest with you, we wouldn't have led with whatever Jalen Carter had to say. It wasn't on most of our radars as the most important thing in sports today, but that changed drastically about half an hour ago. As the breaking news came down, you just heard Christine Lisi mention it in the SportsCenter update. Carter will be arrested for reckless driving and racing. The Athens-Clarke County Police Department announced that Wednesday. The announcement came hours after the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Carter was present at the scene of the January 15th crash and later provided shifting accounts of the wreck to police. This is the wreck where Devin Woolick, an offensive lineman for the Bulldogs, and recruiting staff member Chandler LaCroix were killed in. Police initially reported it as a single vehicle accident. So we're going to go straight to Indy, where Courtney Cronin, ESPN Bears reporter, also the co-host of Best Week Ever that you can listen to on the weekends on ESPN Radio. Courtney is at the podium. Courtney, we were stunned to see this come down. What's the reaction been like in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I'm standing right in front of the podium, guys, and Michael Senor, the VP of communications for the NFL, just came out and said that none of the other prospects that are scheduled to speak, the last ones for this morning spot, are expected to, they're not going to be coming out. And the league, that, you know, the official statement right now from the league is that Jalen Carter is still in medical. There's reports and buzz coming around Indy right now that he actually is not here. Cannot confirm that yet, but the official word from the league is that he's still in medical as of 11:02 a.m. Eastern time.
Is there any expectation that the league will give more clarity to this today, Courtney?
I don't think we're getting anything more, Harry, than what we just heard from their VP of comms, because the NFL, you know, at this point, they can kind of wipe their hands of this and say, you know, we're not they're not responsible for the prospects and what's going on, with the news that came out. I mean, this is a situation that, you know, broke right around like 9:45 a.m. Eastern time with the news of the arrest warrant for him in Georgia in connection to the fatal crash of the death of a teammate and a Georgia staffer. But I don't think the league's going to say much more about this one than what we just heard.
We're talking to Courtney Cronin. She is in Indianapolis in front of the combine ahead of this news. Again, I will say loss of life is more important than anything we are going to talk about today. I want to say that loudly and clearly for everybody that's listening. Courtney, one of the things that has stunned me is that until half an hour ago, I didn't even know this was a possibility. Like, I hadn't heard Jalen Carter's name anywhere around this accident. Obviously, you're at the podium and you're dealing with a thousand things, but from where you are in Indy, have you seen any sense that anybody thought this would be coming?
No, not at all. And that's the thing. I mean, he's one of the top prospects in the draft, guys. And this was a situation where, you know, the team that I cover, the Chicago Bears, they're very locked into a Jalen Carter, Will Anderson, the top defensive prospects in the draft. And all you had heard was about, you know, these guys are not going to be here past four potentially in the draft order. Nothing outside of that. And we know that, you know, based on the police report and what was reported initially this morning by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution was that, you know, his story to officials, to police officers in Athens, it changed several times. So I think we're all kind of learning this all at the same time and trying to figure out what it means and also, you know, what's next for Jalen Carter, because news like this comes out, it drops right before you're supposed to talk to, you know, reporters, and, you know, what's next? Is he going to go turn himself in? Is there a situation where, you know, he's going to have to be brought in for questioning? I mean, there's an arrest warrant out for him, and yes, it is considered a misdemeanor according to that police report, but that's a pretty big story, and it's just going to be one that we continue to monitor here. I can't really remember the last time, or maybe ever, that something like this happened with the top prospect and news coming out about them right as they are about to speak at the podium.
Courtney, you're pretty familiar, obviously, with the entire draft process year in and year out. And I know players, teams spend a lot of time, investment money in investigating as much as they can. If you're a team and you're just getting this information, what's your next step on trying to figure out what to make of all of it?
It's a great question, because I'm sure, you know, in talking to some people around the league this morning when this stuff broke, I mean, they were not clued in on it just as much as the rest of us. So when that initial shock wears off and you start doing more research and trying to figure out, you know, what the truth of the matter is, you know, figuring out the facts, that that affects someone's draft stock. And I know, you know, this is somebody who's projected to go number one overall potentially, or even, you know, if the Bears ended up not taking him there, if they were going to take him somewhere, you know, in the 2 to 4 range, if they were able to trade back the number one pick, like that stuff affects where guys, you know, fall. And news like this comes out, you may stumble way out of where you were expected to go. And I don't want to speculate on like where in the draft he could fall, but there's a lot of information to be gathered here that are, you know, really tell us a story about how teams view what happened and, you know, ultimately how that's going to affect where Jalen Carter goes in the draft.
Courtney, I appreciate it. I know you're absolutely thrown into the storm here, just like anybody trying to cover it. You're great as always. Be sure, guys, to check out Best Week Ever Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. It's Peter Burns and Courtney Cronin together. Courtney, congrats on being a part of that show. I wish it was a happier time that we were bringing you on to talk about all of this, but we genuinely appreciate your expertise, my friend.
Thank you both. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. So one of the most surprising things to me, and I'll say this again, Harry, mm-hmm. for you having been around Louisville football and you still being around Louisville football, it's hard to keep a secret in college football, especially from insiders, from experts, from coaches. There are so many people that talk. This accident happened on January 15th. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported this morning that Carter was present based on the police reports. I have a hard time wrapping my head around how, when a Georgia football player and a Georgia staffer died in this accident, how Georgia football as a program wouldn't have been aware of every development along the way. And if that's the case, it's stunning to me that everybody from the league to us to people covering the league, everybody is just absolutely blindsided by this information. Like, I don't know how you keep this sort of a secret in high-level college football.
Yeah, I agree with you, though, Fitz. And I want to know what the athletic director of the University of Georgia knew or what he didn't know. Also, head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, Kirby Smart. I want to know what he knew or didn't know, right? Because I think that is very valuable in this situation because two lives were lost, and now Jalen Carter is in a position to where he doesn't want to be. And his draft stock is going to be altered because this is not something that's just that small and you can just, you know, sweep under the rug. This puts, you know, teams that potentially wanted to take him in the draft in a different situation. Now they have to view things differently. But back to what you just said, I'm interested to see what the University of Georgia is going to come out and say, because at some point I think they have to give a statement.
Right? I know
Jalen Carter isn't in school anymore, but the young man that passed away was.
I mean,
right?
Exactly.
And the staffer on their staff was with the football team.
That's what really hits me is you had a player and a staffer die in this accident, and then you have Jalen Carter back at the scene 2 hours later, and everybody trying to figure out who was involved, and another player involved in high-speed racing, and nobody talked about it? Like, I mean, at some point, there are so many questions to what went down, why it went down, how it went down. Not only that, but what amount of alcohol was involved for everybody, as according to the police investigator, LaCroix's blood alcohol concentration was 0.197 driving. That's more than twice the legal limit in Georgia. We don't know at this point if anybody else had a blood alcohol content issue. We don't know any of this, right? So the fact that we're finding all of it out now in an accident that involved two people around Georgia football dying just feels shocking to me. And
Fitz, I add one more to the list. I add the UGA president, right? Morehead. Like, everyone has to be involved in this now. Like, you know, no one can say, you know what, hey, you take this, I'm a chill behind the scenes. Nope. President, athletic director, head coach, everybody has to be involved in this process and speak on it and let us know what's the ins and outs and what's going on.
Especially when you start talking about the loss of life for people that are involved at the school and the program, it had to be a priority. Finding out every ounce of information for a lost life has to be a priority for the school. So now at this point, getting answers from Jalen Carter becomes a priority for the NFL. Investigating this all the way down to every ounce of detail that every team can get is going to become a priority. But also, somebody somewhere is going to ask a lot of questions to Georgia football, and those answers are going to be scrutinized, rightfully so, for what they knew, when they knew, and how they handled it. It is shocking, and it is a breaking development to find out that the somebody that is on many draft boards the clear-cut number one talent in this year's draft is now out with a warrant out for his arrest as part of reckless driving and racing. As Courtney pointed out, those are misdemeanors. I'm not smart enough with law, and we'll find out as we get more information what all of this means for him with the charges. But just moments before he was scheduled to speak at the NFL Combine, the news drops. We've got plenty to break down on it. We will continue to get the best expertise we can, and there's plenty of other news coming in from the NFL Combine. We will get you caught up on everything happening in Indy and any new details we can get on Jalen Carter next. Fitz and Harry sitting in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and your smart speakers, presented by Progressive Insurance. But it's a Fitz and Harry takeover. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, coming at you today also from noon to 3. We're with you every weekday, noon to 3 Eastern, on these same platforms. So if you're having a good time hanging out with us, I hope you'll consider hanging out with us every single day from noon to 3. You can also watch us in the ESPN app for Dress for Success Wednesdays, as we like to bring on the tie and the shirt and make sure we look good. One of the biggest 2023 hiring challenges is standing out to top talent. Break through the clutter and attract the most qualified candidates for your team with ZipRecruiter's matching technology. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, want to get everybody updated. Obviously, the big breaking news right now that is impacting the entire draft world is that warrants have been issued for former Georgia star Jalen Carter, stemming from the top NFL draft prospect's alleged involvement in a fatal crash involving a teammate back on January 15th. He will be arrested for reckless driving and racing. So a lot of details there we've been breaking down the entire time. One thing that is of note, Courtney Cronin, who was live with us just a few minutes ago, told us this, but she's now tweeted out that the NFL's senior VP of football and international communications, came over and told those of us waiting at Jalen Carter's podium that none of the six players expected to speak in the final interview window, which included Carter, will be speaking today. And that's from the NFL officially. I'm not particularly surprised by that, Harry. It makes a lot of sense to me. No need to put everybody in a situation where they're answering questions they're not qualified to answer. I'll say it's been tough for you and I on the fly to figure out the right things to say in this situation. I don't think we should be putting any of these kids up there not named Jalen Carter in a weird situation where their interview is impacted by the news of the day.
Yeah, because it's not fair to them, right? They don't understand the situation. They don't know, you know, what others may know about what transpired and went down that's now a tragedy and two people losing their lives. So there's no reason to put them up there in those positions in which they may say some things that, you know, can come back to haunt them in the process of being drafted.
So we will continue to get you the breaking news, but obviously Indy means we're hearing from every single team. There's no easy way to go from something as heavy and substantial as what we've been talking about, but Harry and I like to try and have fun, and we'll do our best right now to do that as we continue to wait for more breaking news on the Jalen Carter situation. By the way, if you're still overpaying for a razor in this economy, gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top-shelf razor at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. I'm going to learn how to say aisle, too. All right. So, let's hear from some of the people in Indy that have said interesting sound bites. I'm going to give you my most interesting sound bites from yesterday, Harry, and there is absolutely no question who's going to be the top of my list because, frankly, I have a Raiders tattoo. So if you're just new to listening to me, I think I'm the biggest Raiders fan at ESPN. So you know I was tuned in when Josh McDaniels said this about their plan of attack at the quarterback position yesterday.
The goal for us eventually is to have somebody that's going to be here for a long time. I think that, you know, you see the teams that are having success right now in our league, I would say in our conference, and specifically in our division. You know, they're young players that were drafted by their clubs, and they're being developed there under the same continuity. And so I think that eventually, yes. Do I think you have to do that if you're not sure or not sold on the player and now you're making a mistake just to try to say that you're solving a problem? I don't think that's really a smart decision. So we're going to do everything we can do to evaluate every player at that position, both in the draft and free agency, and try to do what we can do to improve the room.
HD, I don't know if Josh McDaniels is going to turn out to be a good coach, but that's the smartest and best answer I've heard about a quarterback position, the most honest assessment, because he says, hey, eventually we need to draft one. But also, if you draft one just because you need to draft one, that's the wrong decision. So we're going to have to just wait until we get the right guy. I love every ounce of that.
Oh, can you say Caleb Williams or Drake May? Okay, Josh McDaniels.
Wait, you want me to tank? You want my favorite team to tank this year?
I think that would be in their best interest. Especially, like, if you see a guy in this quarterback draft that you like, if there's one particular guy that you like and you feel like you can't get him, then don't just draft a quarterback. I know about three teams that actually have done that the last 3 years that didn't take a quarterback just to take him, because they were on the board. If it wasn't the guy that they felt like fit their mold and what they want to do from an offensive standpoint, why are you taking them? Well, I don't see the logic in that anyway.
I agree with you so much on everything you just said, but I'm going to fight you now, and that's going to be painful for the future of our show under the concept of tanking. I can't watch another dreadful season, Harry.
Like, I'm talking from an executive standpoint. Okay. Like the player Harry would never talk like this, but the executive Harry, oh, yeah. When I see Caleb Williams, and who won the Heisman last year, and I see Drake May, who played a damn good brand of football at North Carolina last season, oh, yeah. Tanking's on my list.
I would be more excited for Caleb Williams than any of these prospects this year. All right, let's go to the Bengals here, because Duke Tobin, I think you're going to like this one. As a wide receiver, HD, 10 years in the league, Louisville Hall of Famer, I think you're going to like what Duke Tobin had to say, Bengals GM, at the podium about their wide receiver named T. Higgins.
I'm not in the business of making other teams better. I'm in the business of making the Cincinnati Bengals better. And so trading T. Higgins is not on my mind. That's their problem. They want a receiver. Go find your own. You know, in my opinion, you know, T. Higgins is a good piece for the Cincinnati Bengals. So the trade stuff is a little ridiculous right now.
Ha ha! I love it, Duke Tobin. Hey, you want a T. Higgins? Go draft them in the second round like we did. And why would they trade a guy who in his first three seasons has over 3,000 yards and 19 touchdowns, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, I love the way he compliments Ja'Marr Chase. Also, when Ja'Marr Chase went down this season, we seen T. Higgins elevate his play and show that, yes, he is the number one. Plus, if you have Joe Burrow on your squad and he's your quarterback, and Joe Burrow says as long as he's there, the Super Bowl window is open, and that's one of his weapons, you keep that weapon on your team.
Yeah, I love aggressiveness from a GM, and aggressiveness says, no, we drafted him, we found him, we want to keep him. And by the way, just a quick reminder, Ravens fans, that it is possible for organizations to actually draft great wide receivers even in the second round. Just because you guys haven't done it doesn't mean it can't be done. Just throw a little shade there at the weapons around there. All right, Joe Shane, the Giants GM, he had plenty to say about the possibility of trying to sign both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. This is what he said at the podium yesterday at the Combine that I loved.
We're hoping we don't get to where it's one or the other. It doesn't have to be that way. If it did, we wouldn't be in, you know, have contract offers out to both of them. So it's not necessarily we have to. One's getting tagged. Ideally, that doesn't happen. And you get them both done. That's going to be better for the organization, and I think it'll be better for Daniel, and I think it'll be better for Saquon if we can get deals done without having to use the franchise tag.
I mean, of course he thinks that. Like, you know what would be best? What would be best if you guys take our offers? We don't have to use the franchise tag, and everybody stays happy. Like, that's awesome. Let me know how that works for you.
Daniel Jones, he's asking for, what, $45 million a year? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hurt my heart. Hurt my stomach.
Here's the only my counter to that is always, because I'm with you. Is Daniel Jones a $45 million quarterback? No, Daniel Jones isn't a $45 million quarterback. If the organization is comfortable paying him 40, I'm just making that number up, 40. Mm-hmm. What's $5 million to an NFL team in the grand scheme of things? It's not like he's at 45 and they're at 22. Like, $20 million. Take that $5 million away.
Hold on a second there. Yep. What do you mean, what's $5 million? That's $5 million you could bring in a player or two. As well.
But no. But this comes back to the Titans conversation when they let A.J. Brown walk. And everybody's like, well, A.J. Brown wanted $24 million. And the Titans were only willing to pay $22 million. Okay, so over $2 million you let somebody walk away that got your GM fired and turned out to be a key piece. Like, I just think there's, like, value added in this process. Like, if you're only a few million bucks apart, just find the few million bucks. It's the NFL. It's all funny money anyway.
Here's the difference between A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown has been that guy since he stepped on at Nashville for the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, that's fair.
Daniel Jones hasn't been that guy until this season.
Yeah, well, if I got the choice of overpaying Daniel Jones or going back to the draft and getting arguably, by the time the Giants pick, I don't know, what, the fifth, sixth best quarterback in this year's draft? I'm overpaying Daniel Jones. Like, there's a moment where, you used a workout analogy earlier. I'll say this, Harry. If I walk into the store and I haven't had ice cream in 6 months, and my God, I just got to have ice cream, and I'm finally, it's a cheat day, I finally get ice cream, and I walk up to the freezer section, and it's not the flavor I like, and it's too expensive, and it's not the brand I like. It's all of the things I don't like. But damn it, I've been planning on this ice cream for the last several months. I'm going to get that ice cream. Like, the choice between the ice cream.
I got to hit you with a Lee Corso. Not so fast, my friend.
Oh.
Not so fast, my friend. So what if you're Daniel Jones, and you're the Giants, and you go to him, you say, hey, Daniel, we can give you $40 million a year. We're going to be able to get you wide receivers, and we're going to be able to let Saquon Barkley continue to be on this team as well and sign him. How can you turn that down if you're Daniel Jones?
Because if I think I'm worth 45, I want 45. I mean,
they barely let him pass in the fourth quarter. What are we talking about?
$45 million.
They're a run first team.
It is not my fault that your parents did the hibbity dibbity too early. Like, you were born in the wrong era,
you're
HD.
Right, you're right,
like,
you're
how
right.
much money would you be making now? Like, 45. Like, to me, 35 is your, like, ugh. We're going to go with this guy. I guess we'll give him 35. So, like, hey, you're coming off a good year. Maybe it's a 45 year for you. Like, it's all funny money.
Ah. Don't do this to me.
Well, that's probably fair. By the way, now all I want is ice cream. And I'm sorry to your mom and dad, who are glorious people, that I mentioned them doing the hibbity-dibbity. that's usually reserved for Fitz and Harry, not for Greeny. All right, we're going to get to the latest on the very serious Jalen Carter story coming up. Plus, why the Suns are actually running out of time. We'll explain it to you next.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a Fitz and Harry takeover of Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We'll be back again tomorrow, by the way, filling in for Greeny. But you can check out Fitz and Harry every weekday from noon to 3 p.m., including today. We're going 5 hours straight. Harry's out in Vegas, so he was up early this morning going 5 hours straight. Harry doesn't drink a lot of caffeine. You got much caffeine in your body at this point, Harry? Like, what, you're just taking a bunch of cappuccino or something?
No, so surprisingly, so I have some hot chocolate beside me.
Hot chocolate.
Like you just mentioned, I am not a caffeine person, but I have a sweet tea that I've already drinking, and I have a Mountain Dew over here that I'm going to drink as well, and I have a Sprite in my bag that's no caffeine, though.
That Mountain Dew's going to have you bouncing off the walls like, you know, like I would after 18 Red Bulls. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Why hot chocolate? You're in Vegas. It can't be that cold. Like,
I'd like to drink hot stuff for my throat.
Oh,
right, because knowing I'm going to be speaking for a long duration of time, so I like to make sure my throat has the proper temperature of liquid going inside of it. It sounds probably weird. Yeah, let's move on.
All right, I can't move on fast enough. Don't miss ESPN's All Access with the Boston Celtics today, including a special edition of NBA Today live from Boston at 3 p.m. Eastern, NBA Countdown live from Boston at 7 p.m. Eastern, and then throughout the game as they host the Cavs, ESPN will air exclusive clips and videos of Celtics behind the scenes. We'll get to the NBA momentarily, but first, want to get you all caught up on the news of the day in case you're just tuning in and haven't heard it yet. Police have secured arrest warrants for former Georgia star Jalen Carter stemming from the top NFL draft prospect's alleged involvement in a fatal crash involving a teammate. The Athens-Clarke County Police Department announced Wednesday Carter will be arrested for reckless driving and racing. I should note here, those are both misdemeanors, but that is happening. The announcement came hours after the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that Carter was present at the scene of the January 15th crash and later provided shifting accounts of the wreck to the police. You may remember that crash involved Devin Woolock, an offensive lineman for the Bulldogs, and recruiting staff member Chandler LaCroix. Both were killed. Police initially reported it as a single vehicle accident. This is a developing story. As a result, all prospects that were going to be speaking after Jalen Carter on the podium at Indy have all pulled out, and nobody is going to be speaking at this point. The NFL is going to keep everything quiet. The NFL is not really issuing any comment. We talked to Courtney Cronin earlier in Indy. Couldn't even confirm at this point that Jalen Carter was still in Indianapolis. So we simply don't know. And Harry, I do think it's important to note for someone that played the game and understands the magnifying glass, when you are a top draft prospect in general, you just have to be aware of the microscope that's on everything that you do when you're thinking about the situations you put yourself in.
Yeah, Fitz, and I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to say athletes, period, right? Nothing burns me up more than people having a stereotype on athletes and what they think about them in their whole persona. So when I was playing, and still to this day, I try to do everything the right way to try to break that mold and break people's mindset on what an athlete should look like, act like, and be like. You know what I mean? That's why I think with a lot of these guys, and just about all of them, they have to understand that even though some of them don't want to be role models, people are still going to look up to them as that, right? Athletes and musicians. That's just the way the world works. And you'll be surprised, man, how many people that I travel the world with and I'm around just on a regular basis who just want to be around athletes. I haven't played since 2017, 2018, but that's just the landscape of things. So I do feel like it's athletes' duty and their job to make a massive effort to do things the right way and put the stigma away when it comes to athletes, so people can't stereotype us. I say us because I'm retired. I used to be one.
When you say stereotype, I think that's a really important part of that phrase that you were just saying, because we live in a world now where people are ready. They're just ready to pounce on anything and everything everybody does to lump it in with the, see, I told you, this person's part of that. that's just part of the world we live in. And, you know,
I hate it too. It burns me up, Fitz. Like, it really does.
It's frustrating because you want every individual to be seen for every individual. And most important in this situation, I cannot stress this enough, there were two lives lost in this accident. We need to get every ounce of information on what involvement every single person had there, Jalen Carter and everybody else. We need all of the transparency we can possibly get, and my hope through this process is we will get it. And then based on those actions, every single person should be punished accordingly, whatever that is within the law in that area. There should be absolute transparency in this process. I hope we get that. I hope that happens. But, Harry, you just look at this immediately and think about the fact that these are the situations you just can't allow yourself to be in life.
Yeah, and I want to send a note to, you know, parents of athletes and whatnot, and anybody going down that horizon, or to that horizon, is stop letting people call you, hey, a football player, basketball player, hockey player, baseball player. No, you're a man that plays the game, right? There's more attributes to your life. Stop letting people put you in these categories, because that's where a lot of the, you know, stereotyping starts, when you allow people to put you in a category.
Yeah,
that's why I never let anybody say, hey, that's that football player Harry. No, that's that man Harry. Football is just something I do.
It's an important note in this situation for every single kid that's looking to get drafted, because more than ever, it feels like when you're looking to get drafted, frankly, people look for you to fail because they want to have some reason to tear you down. Now, this is a very real reason to look and scrutinize everything about Jalen Carter. I want to be very clear about that. But there's going to be so many questions to be asked and answered about who knew what when, about what this whole process looked like, about who's investigating what, about what Georgia did to make sure that they had all the information. There are just so many layers to this. We'll keep breaking it down as we get it, obviously, but we want to make sure you're caught up on it. The college basketball season's heating up. That means the Wendy's Wooden Watch has begun. Go to ESPN.com and search Wooden Watch for the list of the Wooden Award nominees to watch as this season rolls on. Detroit Mercy's Antoine Davis scored 38 points last night as he chases Pete Maravich's NCAA all-time career scoring record. He's 25 points behind the record. Greeny brought to you by Wendy's. 2 for $6, the best deal in fast food. And by the way, Wendy's, there's just nothing better. You can't at me. Everybody else can just sit in the back seat. Like, you give me a junior bacon cheeseburger and a Frosty, and ooh, I'm telling you, I'm in a level of heaven I didn't know I could get to.
Have you had their breakfast?
Oh,
their breakfast is on point too. I get like the little honey chicken biscuit.
Oh, that sounds good.
With the little potato wedges.
I saw a report that they're going to start selling their chili in stores too. I don't know if that's true or not, but God, I mean, look, there's just, if I'm having a splurge today, Wendy's is where it's at. This was a very extended canvas looking at us like, what? Look, Cam, we've got a long day ahead of us. We're not going to have time to eat.
It's the takeover, Cam. It's the takeover.
And this is an opportunity to go ahead.
We're just talking about the breakfast. I love the breakfast, too. I would just wish that it's open longer. Maybe this is just a Bristol thing, but they only serve breakfast until like 9 a.m. here at the Wendy's.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they
supposed to be 10:30.
Yeah. So, and again, maybe it's just the one here in Bristol, but I like the Wendy's breakfast and I enjoy it a lot. I would just ask, can you push it back a little later? You know, I'm not exactly
On your way into work.
Earliest riser on, you know, I like to get on the weekends, and so let's push it back.
I have no problem. I support that. I'm just going to confess something amongst friends here, right? Like, so I love the junior bacon cheeseburger, but I also really like the spicy chicken sandwich. So sometimes, even though I know I'm not going to eat the whole spicy chicken sandwich, I can't decide between the two. I get both. I'm just saying.
Whoa.
And then here's the key. You eat the junior bacon cheeseburger, you cut it in half. You eat half the junior bacon cheeseburger first because you want that to be your first bite and your last bite.
Right.
And then you just start housing as much of the spicy chicken sandwich as you can. Along with the chocolate Frosty. Miss me with every other flavor of Frosty, you savages.
No, chocolate is the go-to.
Right, there's only
chocolate. I don't want no vanilla. I don't want no chocolate.
And by the way, kid size? Nah, not for this kid. Like, this fat kid needs, like when I go Frosty, I go big, right? So I'm eating the Frosty while I'm sucking down this, like,
I thought you were, like, the picture of health now or something.
Oh, my body, like, I am. I mean, look.
Well, I'm lactose, and I love Frosty. So, you know, I'm willing to, you know, sit on the toilet the next day.
You're willing to risk it all just for that?
Oh, yeah.
Risk it for the biscuit. All right. He's Harry Douglas. I'm Jason Fitz. It's Fitz and Harry. We should also give Bubba some extended love today because Bubba looks very good. It's Dress for Success Wednesday, something we do on Fitz and Harry every day, every Wednesday, I should say. We all dress up, everybody on the show staff. Yesterday on the text, on the group text, I wasn't sure Bubba was going to come through. He did. We've learned that success for Cam, who's producing today and doing a beautiful job of it, Cam's version of success is, I don't know, like...
going with the Devin Kane approach. Looked like a substitute history teacher.
He wears that on a normal day.
No, I just threw on a button down under the quarter zip. Usually it's one or the other. I stacked them.
Turn your camera on, Cam, so I can see you.
Oh, my camera on the Zoom? I'm on TV, Harry.
Yeah,
but, okay, well, Cam, don't be a smart ass. It's the reason you know why I can't see you on the TV.
All right, so Cam's got a very official, like it is sort of substitute teacher-y vibe. I don't know, it's sort of... You know, what is success for Cam today? I think it's, you know, it's maybe shoot higher, Cam.
Like, he also has a mustache.
I mean, but now he's letting the beard grow
out. I thought
Greeny
told him not to bring that mustache on the show.
Yeah,
anymore.
I thought I wouldn't be allowed back. He's back on Friday, and I'm pretty sure I will have to get rid of it before
that. You don't shave
that
mustache. Is there a lady in Cam's life?
Not currently.
Okay, well, then maybe you shave the mustache. Maybe we just found the answer to that.
Brilliant.
I'm just saying. All right, I'll get us on track. I know we're supposed to talk about the NBA here, but there is some significant NBA news. KD is expected to debut tonight for the Suns against the Hornets. And Harry, one thing that is a little interesting about this is we just presume, and I presume, because I've been saying on our show for weeks that it's a lost cause for everybody not named the Suns in the West. But we should at least acknowledge, like, it's struggled to come together a little bit for the Mavs, right? The Clippers are 0-3 since they added Russell Westbrook. It's not like you can just add somebody and suddenly be definitively the best team. Like, it's got to gel together, and the Suns don't have a ton of time to get that done.
Well, I think what's going to be in Kevin Durant's favor and also the Suns is that when we seen him go to the Golden State Warriors, he just was able to be plugged in, and it worked. Right. Also, the way he plays the game, he doesn't need the ball in his hand to be dominant. You can get the ball to Kevin Durant at any given point, and if someone's playing great defense, well, his great offense is going to overtake that great defense. I think when you have a guy like Chris Paul and Devin Booker, especially Chris Paul, that can get the ball now to Kevin Durant in every sweet spot that he wants it in, which is just about everywhere on the basketball court for Kevin Durant, I think that is going to be very valuable. I think Devin Booker might have to adjust a little bit because Kevin Durant is such a great scorer. So I think that might be in a little an adjustment period more so than Kevin Durant being on the floor because we know how lethal he is when he has the ball in his hands.
Well, and this adjustment period is because, as we've talked about a lot, there are dynamic duos. There are terrifying trios. You make the argument that this is a fantastic foursome. Right, because when you start talking about Booker and Paul and KD, and now you're going to ask DeAndre Ayton, who's a max value player largely because of the way he played in the playoffs a couple of years ago.
He has to sacrifice.
But he's going to have the opportunity to have better matchups, better situations. He is going to have to sacrifice, but less is going to be asked of him than ever, and he could benefit from that.
Yeah, 100%. But I think from a rebounding perspective and also from a defensive mindset, DeAndre Ayton is going to have to put his focus a lot more there because he's probably going to get less shots because Kevin Durant is coming over. Now, he's going to get some chippies at the basket because of the attention that Devin Booker and Kevin Durant is going to demand. But defense and rebounding is going to be very, very key. Also, I would like to see this team out in transition a lot more. Now that you have a Kevin Durant, and it's going to kind of remind me of the days when he was with the Golden State Warriors, not the same team. I'm just saying you have Devin Booker on the wing, you have Kevin Durant, you have CP3. Now these guys can run and shoot the basketball up and down the floor.
You mentioned the Warriors, and one reason that it's important for the Suns to gel together is because they don't want to get stuck in a 4 seed where they have to take the Warriors on in the 5 seed, right? Like right now in the standings, that's real. That's a matchup I don't think anybody wants early in this playoff run.
No, honestly, because we know this team last year went and won the NBA championship, right? They're the defending NBA champions. Steph Curry's going to come back, and he's going to be fresh. You don't want to run into that team with Klay Thompson shooting the basketball the way he is at the moment. And then we all know how streaky Jordan Poole could let it fly from anywhere on the court as well. We know that Jonathan Kuminga now has been stepping up a little bit more for the Golden State Warriors. They no longer have James Wiseman. But when I look at the Golden State Warriors, I'm never going to count them out of things because of the three core guys that they have in Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson.
Well, the NBA script writers don't want that either, right? Like, the later in the playoffs you get the Warriors taking
I want to see him in the Western Conference Finals. I want to see him.
That's an ideal. If you're sitting here writing the script for the NBA, giving KD the opportunity to knock the Warriors off their defending championship perch, right, with his new super team. Like, that's the sort of stuff you can't. Why do we need reality TV when you have that from the
Warriors? But I'll tell you this. If the Suns match up with the Warriors and they lose to them, you talk about storylines?
That's a level of trash talking I need in my life. The Warriors, by the way, beat the Blazers 123-105 last night. Big night in the NBA. We'll get you caught up on it tomorrow because Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, we will be back tomorrow in for Greeny. In the meantime, stick around for the best-looking show on all of ESPN Radio. Fitz and Harry with us coming next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.